Jim Bennett is hoping to run as the United Utah Party candidate in the November general election. District 3 Congressman Jason Chaffetz resigned 18 months before his term expired to go to work for Fox News. Bennett thinks the Republican Party has left him and that the election of Donald Trump to the presidency has sparked a move toward creating a third party in Utah.
Oh, I've been a loyal Republican for most of my life, but I decided I couldn't continue being a loyal Republican when the party that was near and dear to my heart for so long became the party of Donald Trump. And you look at my father's disaffection with the Republican Party, and it correlates perfectly with the rise of Donald Trump. I told the story many times of being in the hospital with him, where he turned to me, actually, and said, "Are there any Muslims in this hospital?" And I said, "I'm sure there are, Dad." And he said, "Well, I'd like to go up to every single one of them and apologize on behalf of the Republican Party for Donald Trump."
Chaffetz's departure has generated a flurry of candidates vying for his open seat. The Republican primary list includes Tanner Ainge, son of basketball player and coach Danny Ainge, John Curtis, mayor of Provo, and Chris Herod, real estate developer, former state representative, and candidate for the U.S. Senate in 2012. Registered Republicans in that district will elect one of those three in the August 15th primary. Kathy Allen, a Salt Lake area physician, will be the Democratic nominee on the November ballot. Bennett hopes he will win a court battle allowing the new United Utah Party designation in the general election. If he doesn't, he'll have to run as unaffiliated. Bennett thinks both Republicans and Democrats alike are feeling disaffected and people are looking for more tolerant political party affiliations.
I was contacted by Richard Davis, who's the chair of the party, and he's the former Democratic chair of the Utah County Democrat. He was frustrated by the fact that the Democratic Party has lost its way as well. After losing every statewide election for the past 20 years, you would think the Democrats start reaching out to the center, but they've taken a hard left turn instead, and they're more interested in making statements than actually winning elections.
Bennett wants to see more independent thinking and open discussion in the political conversation in Utah and in Washington.
We have a platform that's actually about one page long. That's deliberate because we don't want to force anybody to take loyalty oaths. You know, every time I used to go to Republican caucuses, they would pass around copies of the platform and demand that you sign it to indicate that you agree with everything in it. And, if you agree with everything in any platform, I think there's probably not a lot of independent thinking going on. We welcome people who have different points of view on several issues.
Bennett says the United Utah Party platform has a position on abortion, but it's different from the standard Republican decree.
We are a pro-life party, although we think abortion is acceptable in cases of rape or incest or where there's a serious threat to the health or life of a mother. Regardless of how you feel about abortion, Roe versus Wade, I think, represents a serious overreach by the court. And people don't realize that if Roe versus Wade were overturned tomorrow, abortion would remain legal in all 50 states.
The issues of public lands and same-sex marriage diverge from the standard Republican positions.
Same-sex marriage is the law of the land, and that's not likely to change. There's nothing in the platform that addresses that directly. From my perspective as a candidate, I am very supportive of the compromise that was forged by the Utah legislature that drew praise from all sides. Sustains anti-discrimination issues while at the same time balancing that with religious freedom.
His father, Bob Bennett, as a U.S. senator, worked across the aisle on land issues. He says he hopes to continue that work when he's elected to Congress. Bennett says he doesn't support any of the health care bills presented so far by Republicans. He thinks it's much more important to find a good fix for the ACA. For more information on the United Utah Party, go to unitedutah.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.